News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
By Gabia Gadavascacha, who is Dublin correspondent for the BBC, to look at some of the stories that you may not have sprung to your attention as of yet. We will in a second be talking about Peter Mandelson and his pushback against some of the allegations pertaining to his arrest. Before that, very interesting one. Later in the programme, we're going to be talking about the pensions cliff and the fact that there is a declining birth rate, and this is going to have a major problem in a while when it comes to paying for all of the retirees. There may be a potential solution, Gabia, an unexpected one.
Well, listen, there may be a solution on the cards, and certainly researchers over in the UK think they have come up with it. So if you encourage remote and hybrid working, that could be a cost-effective way for the government to boost the UK's low fertility rate. Now, these are economists from King's College in London and Stanford University in America, and they have found that in the United States, remote working has led to a rise in the fertility rate. Working from home have resulted in 291,000 more births based on total fertility rates in 2024. Now, the researchers, they looked at data on women's participation in the workforce and the share of women who worked remotely more than one day a week in the US between 2023 and 2025. And the research paper said that in America, working from home had a bigger impact on birth rates than government spending on early childhood care and education through tax credits and taxation, etc. And you're delighted, Anton.
No, I'm just lining up to ask, have they posited a theory as to why, Gabia?
Well, they're saying that it's cheaper when it comes to childcare, for example. There's more flexibility. They're saying, you know, if you work from home 2 to 3 days a week, you save a bit of money. It's more flexible because childcare related duties become much easier because you have a lot of flexibility around your schedule. That's the quote from one of the researchers. And so they're saying, look, this might be cheaper for the government to incentivize this as opposed to coming up with other means. Of course, we know France has been sending these letters to people who are aged 29 years of age saying, hurry up and have children. So perhaps maybe just more working from home initiatives from the government might be this way for the future.
Gabia, thank you very much on that one. Now, Peter Mandelson, as I mentioned, he through his lawyers, is pushing back against what his lawyers are describing as a baseless suggestion that he was planning to leave the country.
Yes, so of course we know former UK Cabinet Minister, NI Secretary, Ambassador as well. He was arrested a couple of days ago over his links to Epstein and these suspicions that he's leaked sensitive information to the convicted paedophile. Now, this is his side of the story because we haven't really heard that in fairness. So his lawyers are saying that he was arrested despite an agreement with the police that he would attend an interview next month on a voluntary basis.
Well, I'm interested in that because I would have assumed that would be how it, you know, a voluntary presentation would be more the sort of, would be more cricket in these situations. So I was surprised the arrest. So there was one lined up.
It's more dramatic to have, of course, the swooping in of the police and so on. And they're saying we had this all planned. They're saying the arrest. So why did they arrest him the way they did? Well, they're saying it was prompted by a baseless suggestion that he was planning to leave the country and take up permanent residence abroad. Now, Emily Maitlis was talking about this in the News Agents podcast. And apparently they were worried that he would go and live in the Virgin Islands, which I think apparently, you know, they're technically a part of the UK, so it's not really abroad. The lawyers are saying absolutely no truth whatsoever in such a suggestion. We've asked for evidence to justify the arrest, and they're saying that Peter Mandelson wants to clear his name. Of course, it is difficult to come back from those scenes that we saw on television a couple of days ago of that arrest.
But this just gets odder and odder. I mean, to have a situation where a man who was the former Deputy Prime Minister and a member of the Lords and ambassador to the US, where there is a possible suspicion, or at least he believes there was, that he would flee the jurisdiction ahead of potential prosecution. I mean, this is bizarre stuff.
To try and avoid whatever might come as a result of that. But they're saying absolutely not the case. The lawyers are anyway for Peter Mandelson.
Closer to home, data centres becoming an issue because it has been revealed that households are paying damn near double for electricity what data centres pay.
Well, Charlie Weston's very, he's very good to do the maths for this. And he's figured out, looked at Eurostat figures. They're showing an average of 36.8 per kilowatt hour for electricity. That's how much households are paying. So they're paying 7.6 per kilowatt for their network charges. But big energy users such as data centres are paying just 19.1 per kilowatt for their electricity supply and just 0.7 per kilowatt in their network charges. Of course, data centres, as we know, they made up around 22% of electricity usage in Ireland in 2024. And Lynn Boylan of Sinn Féin, the MEP there, she's saying it's a slap in the face for households because, of course, they're paying way more.
And I've heard Lynn Boylan previously make the point that the fact that there isn't a prioritisation of data connections means that in many instances it's first come, first serve. You set up a new connection and bang, it goes to a data centre instead of to a housing estate.
And they seem to have some sort of, because they use so much, they seem to have sweeter deals, I suppose, if you would, when compared with households. So again, of course, we know the government has used to have the energy credits, which were extremely popular. They were gone in the last budget. So no doubt Sinn Féin are going to be calling for more supports for households.
Gabia, thank you so much. Gabia Gadavascacha, who is Dublin correspondent for the BBC.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.